Yeah, pick up the pieces after all this. You calm down after yesterday? You were calm yesterday. I tried to be calm. There was a couple times I got my dander raised. A couple of callers here, there.
Yet, it's when things play out the way they do, like maybe had it gone seven games and somebody just had a terrible game and you're like, oh, we should be moving on. Now, maybe you could make the argument I should be more upset because of what's happening on the other side of the bracket, because at no point did I think the Knicks were some immovable object that we would have to get past. I mean, that stuff went away very early. Now, to their credit, they've been a different team since they got Mitchell Robinson, but last time I saw us play the Knicks, I mean, we dominated there at Madison Square Garden, and I think we were kind of in their head. But regular season, things change. Playoffs are a very different game, as we learn every single year in Cleveland, and unfortunately, it's the very similar situation for our team, regardless of our situation.
We got Bobby Marks. He's going to join us from ESPN, former assistant general manager of the Nets at 7:21. What moves can the Cavs make? We made a move last year, and the move was that we fired J.B. Bickerstaff with this organization. We brought in Kenny Atkinson. Now that the smoke is starting to clear, I know that Kenny Atkinson's the coach of the year, and that's nice. I think that that's a title that a lot of fans have turned into resentment here over the last 48 hours. What do we know that Kenny Atkinson truly does better than J.B. Bickerstaff now? Because, you know, we had a caller bring it up yesterday, and I've been thinking about it. I admitted it to the caller, thank goodness. But I said, I'm willing to admit that last year, when we knew the other shoe was going to drop, and we had known some people who knew that there were some situations behind the scenes that they were going to let go of J.B. Bickerstaff, that some of the players have just moved on emotionally and mentally from J.B. So when we know that, you try to justify it because it's a good basketball team. It was good then. It's good now. You try to justify it. So I talk about inbounds plays. What do you draw? And I still will stand by it. I think he complains at the refs far too much and needs to focus on other things. That's J.B. But you know what?
Yeah, we thought they played victim a little too often.
Yeah, but damn it, when you're up by 7 with 48, I know you gave up a 20-point lead, but when you're up 7, 48 seconds left, you can't inbound the ball, what's my new guy doing? Because I have the same problem with the old guy. So what do I know that Kenny really does better? Because this is what's going to stick. I know that, hey, he got better out of Caris LeVert. Caris LeVert was traded. I know that some of the things that he got better with the deeper rotation were better during the regular season. What did you really have to do in the postseason because of injuries and because of the type of team that you were playing? Had to shrink it down a little bit. A little bit. Still tried to play 9 when you could, but you had to shrink it down a little bit. So what really was the difference?
So I will say, I'm trying to be as fair as I can because they were so amazing all year and Atkinson seemed to have all the answers at every point. The mystique of Kenny Atkinson is gone. I do think it's gone. I mean, somebody asked me, actually it was Landry Locker, who seems like he's been a Cavs hater, our former producer. He's in Houston.
He's a nut
on the air there. And
he's a crazy
person. He was not into this Cavs team at any point, so he's doing victory laps. But
of all the producers, he hated me the most. But then we're the closest friends. But
yeah, we still talk. But he did ask a question. But it wasn't really an ask. He's like, I think if you swap the coaches in this series, he said he thought the Cavs would have won. And now I would say, what about the injuries, though?
But the Cavs would have won.
He thought Rick Carlisle coached circles.
For a second, I thought you meant JB. Okay.
He thought Carlisle coached circles around Kenny Atkinson. And it did seem like the Atkinson made the first big bold move when he went to that 3-2 zone. And then the Cavs won the game. And I did caution everybody. I'm like, well, they're probably going to do things like ball screen up top and take Evan Mobley out of that. And boy, did they counter with a vengeance.
See, I think I'm being accusatory of Atkinson where I need to be accusatory of the players. Because I don't know what Rick Carlisle would have done had Donovan Mitchell or Darius Garland wasn't able to go in the first two games of the series.
Right. That's what like I come
Rick
back to.
Yeah, Rick Carlisle couldn't just pick him up and swing him out there like a small child to go out there and play. Evan Mobley was hurt. What was he going to do with Evan Mobley hurt? So I know that Rick Carlisle was able to take advantage of that, and rightfully so. It's professional sports, for crying out loud.
I would say Carlisle dialing up that pressure, full court, for an NBA playoff game, uh-huh, when you would assume,
uh-huh,
Carlisle knew his guys were going to gas our guys,
and we had trouble.
And his guys would not succumb to that,
and we had trouble getting out of that. That's absolutely true. I don't know if we would have done that. It's a different type of team. I think they're different type of players. Rick Carlisle is a very, very, very good coach. Very good coach. And, yeah, I would say, yeah, definitely better than Kenny Atkinson. Kenny Atkinson's a good coach. But, man, I don't – you know, the focus on JB – yeah, JB, I said some things that I'd rather not say about a coach because I knew that he was going to go, so I was looking for reasoning for him to go. It's unfortunate and true. I don't want to do the same thing with Kenny Atkinson because here we are a year later, and hey, you know what? Maybe we should just lay the blame at the players' feet. Maybe we should just lay the blame at the players' feet who are trying to lead themselves to be able to get over this. Or maybe we should lay the blame at the players' feet with circumstance. Where so, one of their feet were messed up that they couldn't play. The other one had a high ankle sprain.
So that's part of it. Like, Atkinson unlocked all season long this depth, and I thought the managing of Donovan's minutes was brilliant, and then it turned out not to mean anything. That's the hard part about this in the end, because he couldn't trust any of these bench guys by the end of the season. Ty Jerome was so bad and had lost all that confidence up until he hit those two threes in the final game of the series that he couldn't trust him anymore, and really he got benched because of it. They had nobody to bring the ball up by, you know, the end of that game too. Nobody could be trusted with the ball. Donovan was so spent, despite the managing of minutes all year. Darius wasn't available, obviously. They didn't have another creator. Caris LeVert was gone because they traded him. And they couldn't rely on anybody. So I don't know how much that's Atkinson's fault.
Well, what am I supposed to do, by the way, if I'm Kenny Atkinson next year? Because I imagine if we have the same team coming back, it's the same stuff that you're playing against. I mean, there's going to be some changes here. But what's he supposed to do if we're blowing teams out by 20 a night?
Yeah, you're not
like we
keep
were
him
at the
in.
Beginning of the year. You can't just keep him in. That's why I go back to Donovan. I go, buddy, there's just like you try to box me into a corner where I almost thought I was being accused as trying to say Donovan wasn't a good player yesterday. That wasn't it. I'm looking at Donovan going, hey man, you're 6'3". There's only so much you can do to take this team to the next level. That's why, like, Evan Mobley, when you said it, I said it, Jason said it, everybody has said it. Evan's got to be the best player on this team. And maybe it's just flat out where he's not ready yet. He's just not ready to be the best player on the team. Will he ever get there? I'm not sure. There's people who are believers in Evan Mobley, and there's certainly people who aren't. But he's going to have to be the best player on the team because he's the one that, if he's able to control what defenses do, it opens up opportunities for Darius and Donovan. But I think that a guy like Donovan, as tough as this is to admit, I think that he's a guy who is a controllable player for a defense that knows what they're doing and has the type of length that a team like Indiana has. That's why I disagree with what Landry said about the coaches. Rick Carlisle, great coach. But I think you're playing with a team that has more length and more strength than what the Cleveland Cavaliers did, and it led to us losing these games.
Just one more thought on this. It's because I saw this debate going on yesterday about Bickerstaff, and maybe he was the scapegoat, and maybe, you know, we tried to blame him for everything way too much. I will say, like, in the NBA, once the players are done with the coach, they're done. And we saw that in Denver.
We saw that here. Who was it, the coach before Doc Rivers up in Milwaukee?
Adrian Griffin
is the guy they quit on. Old what's his name? Yeah, I forgot who it was.
So when they're done, and you could tell by the reaction of the Cavs players, and really for the first quarter of the year, they were done with Bickerstaff.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean Bickerstaff's a bad coach. That doesn't mean that at all. And you can see he's got real merit. What he was able to do in Detroit this year was awesome. But the players were done with him. So that's it. I don't think we have to overanalyze. It's not that we're making it like one guy's way better than the other. It was time. Atkinson did a great job all season long up until the playoffs. Would have liked to see him with a healthy squad.
But that's the mulligan card that you get to use as an NBA team. Now that card's gone. You've played it. And now it's Kenny. I'm sorry. If we go and we run into this wall again next year, and I think that I think a lot of us already feel this way this year, you've run into that wall again. I got to look at the players. Where's the maturation that we need out of Evan? Where do we need out of Evan? Well, is he not ready that naturally? Okay, fine. But then I got to ask more out of the other players. Do we have the type of players that can get this team over the hump? And I think a lot of people are saying in their cars no right now, but my issue is I don't know what we do with this salary cap situation to get us the type of players. So is there a move that the Cavs can make?